Make straight the way! He is coming! Prepare ye the way of Yahweh! Make straight the way! Every high thing shall be brought low, and every broken and humble and contrite spirit shall be raised up. The kingdom and the reign of Yahweh is at hand. The axe has been laid to the root of the tree. Fear him! Give back what you've robbed, and give again the pledge, and you shall surely live. Come out of her, my people. Fear not what man can do unto you, but fear your Maker.
You may not see our armor, you may not see our shields, but we're on the battlefield where the unseen wars are real. Defenders of our faith, we never withdraw. A fighting force that the enemy never foresaw. And we march on. Divided, we fight as one. By the blood of the Lamb, we overcome. Battle-worn believers, we stand in awe. As soldiers in the army of Yah.
Defenders of our faith, we never withdraw.
Historically special. We're going to open up the live line right now. We're going to fulfill a prophecy of Malachi, chapter 3. And that would be verse 16. And we'll actually go right to the word now and read it for you. And then we're going to open up the live line, 318-414-0053. All over this globe, all over this country, People are learning to fear your maker once again, and it takes away the fear of man and sickness and the lying government. And you become one who is pleasurable in the eyes and ears of our maker, for he takes pleasure in them that fear him. Do you not fear him? Is what the malefactor said. You know, the one who made it to paradise. Are you preaching the fear? Do you not fear him? And he said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. Will you make it to paradise? Are you believing some tradition of man? Or perhaps you're keeping the calendar of Satan himself? There's so much to learn in a little bit of time to learn it in. Someone has to carry the heavy load. Only those who cry and sigh for the abominations are going to make it. You'll find that in Ezekiel chapter 9. In Malachi, messenger, chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and he hearkened, and Yahweh hearkened. Now when you study these words in verse 16 of Malachi chapter 3, then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and he hearkened. It actually means to publicly declare the hundreds and hundreds of fear of the Lord in your vernacular scriptures. When's the last time you heard any preacher that you know of the 36,500 global Christian denominations or rabbis or messianics preach all the fear scriptures, or even an allotment of them rather than an occasional mention of half of a fear scripture, or reading a fear scripture and leaving out the word fear? It actually means in verse 16 that they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. That means to publicly declare the fear scriptures. And there's almost 300 of them in the Bible, like 300 Gideonite men who overcame the Midianites. See, the Almighty will put the fear and the dread of his righteous anointed on all the men of the land, whither you go. Even so much as the Midianites began to kill each other in the time of darkness, you actually can affect the demonic realm. We're not fighting flesh and blood. Our weapons are not carnal. This broadcast you're about to hear, prophecy being fulfilled in your ears. No, this is not a dream from some YouTube wannabe. This is the word of Yahweh being fulfilled in your ears. 318-414-0053. Start bringing in the fear scriptures now. The fear of Yahweh scriptures now. In the name of Yahushua. Bring it in now. Here we go. Territory of Florida speaking. Go ahead.
Now therefore, our mighty one, the great, the mighty, and the terrible mighty one, who keepest covenant mercy, let not all the trouble seem a little before thee that hath come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Nehemiah 9, verse 32. The next one. And Yahweh said unto Hasatan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth the mighty one, and escheweth evil, and still yieldeth fast to his integrity, although thou moved me against him to destroy him without cause. That was Job 2, verse 3. To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. That was Job 6, verse 14. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The Almighty Baruch Hu. All right, you're up next.
Territory of Maine. Thank you. Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto thee, O Yahweh, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious of holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Exodus 15:16. Fear and dread shall fall upon them, by the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Yahweh, to the people pass over, which thou art. Exodus 18:21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, much as fear, men of truth, hating covetousness, in place such over them, to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. B. Baduk, thank you so very much. You're on the broadcast territory of Pennsylvania.
I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee.
Excellent. Excellent scripture. Excellent scripture. All right. Territory of Missouri. Go ahead.
1 Samuel 12:14. If ye will fear Yahweh and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of Yahweh, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following Yahweh, your mighty one of oaths. 1 Samuel 12:18. So Samuel called unto Yahweh, and Yahweh sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared Yahweh and Samuel. 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear Yahweh, and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you.
Amen. Thank you so very, very much. Wonderful. Territory of Kentucky, go.
Behold, the eye of Yahweh is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Psalm 33:18. The angel of Yahweh encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Psalm 34:7. O fear Yahweh, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Psalm 34:9. Amen.
Amen. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Yahweh, for your wonderful scriptures. The fear of the Almighty is the key of David. The Bible says in the end of days, which will be now, men shut up the key of knowledge, neither do they enter in themselves. It says in the end of days, they teach the fear of the Lord, the fear of Yahweh, by the precepts of men. And now you're going to find out who's real and who's not. All right, go ahead. Territory of New York, go ahead.
Ezekiel 5:7. But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of thy favor, and in thy fear will I worship Torah, they set apart.
Oh, amen. Wonderful. Thank you, brother. Territory of Florida, go ahead.
Jeremiah 5:22. Fear ye not he, saith Yahweh? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which hath placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? Jeremiah 5:24. Neither say they in their heart, let us not now fear Yahweh, our mighty one, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Jeremiah 10:7. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee.
Amen. Thank you so very much. B. Baruch, thank you so very much. We're doing the fear scripture tonight, fulfilling Malachi 3:16. And here are these that spake often one to another about the fear of Yahweh, and he hearkened unto them. He listens to us. We're the only ones in the world. This is not a boastful statement. This is for you to discern between who is Balaam in Judaism, who is Balaam in Christianity and Messianics. It's for you to decide, because they have shut up the key of knowledge. And there it is. Neither did they enter themselves. The fear of the Almighty is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and counsel and might and understanding and so on and so forth. You can call in if you want to, 318-414-0053, anywhere in the world, with a fear of the Lord scripture. There's 300 of them in there. Just go look them up and you'll find out you have something very exciting in your hands, the key of David. Let's go to Ohio. You're on the broadcast, fear of Yahweh scriptures.
Psalm 115:11. Ye that fear Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. Yeah, we trust in him. Those that fear him, trust in him. 318-414-0053 is the number to call. We're fulfilling prophecy this evening. We've done it before. Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened. And that verse right there, if you go to Strong's Concordance, it means to publicly declare, to publicly speak the fear of the Almighty scriptures. 300 of them, like the men of Gideon. Go ahead.
Territory of New Jersey, Deuteronomy 31. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Yahweh, your Almighty One, and observe to do all the words of his of this law. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Yahweh, your Almighty One, as long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. That's 12 and 13. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, New Jersey. Thank you, sister. What a wonderful sister we have there. Very powerful, anointed sister. You're on the live broadcast. Go ahead. Remember the law of Moses. We're preaching and teaching and shouting the fear of Yahweh scriptures, the fear of the Lord. Thank you. Go ahead.
Territory, Colorado, Isaiah 51:7. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revelings. Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him.
Amen.
Isaiah 63:17. O Yahweh, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our hearts from thy fear? Return for the servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Wow, that's amazing. Those scriptures, you can feel the power in the scriptures. Again, in the territory of Colorado. Go ahead.
Mark 5:33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, come and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Mark 4:41. And they feared exceedingly and said to one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Luke 1:50. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation.
Amen. Thank you, Yahushua. Oh, it's so wonderful. Wonderful. These are such uplifting scriptures. 318-414-0053 is the number to call. And we're asking anyone in the world who's listening right now, you're listening in Britain and several other places. We know that for certain. We've gotten responses from there. And please call in Canada, America, coast to coast. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Revelation 14:7, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh and give esteem to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Revelation 15:4, who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh, and esteem thy name? For thou only art set apart, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Revelation 19:5, and a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our mighty one of hosts, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so very much. Be baruched, all of you, for such a wonderful evening as this. Coast to coast live broadcast and several other countries as well. You're on the broadcast live. Fear Yahweh scriptures. Go ahead.
1 Kings 3:28. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of the Mighty One was in him to do judgment. Shalom.
Shalom. Amen. That's exactly right. To do judgment. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast.
Proverbs 13:13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandments shall be rewarded.
Oh, man, that's powerful for all the Christians that laughed at us when we're giving out the Ten Commandment signs, offering free Ten Commandment lawn signs to all the preachers of America. We went to several thousands of them already, and they didn't want them, ladies and gentlemen. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, if you will. 318-414-0053, fulfilling prophecy of Malachi 3:16 in your ears this evening. And here are these that spake often one to another about the fear of Yahweh, and he hearkened unto them. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast live.
Job 28:28, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Psalms 34:11, Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. Psalm 64. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah.
Selah. Amen. Very good. All right. Excellent. Again, we're fulfilling Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, in your ears. Never been done. We've been doing it for quite a while now. It's never been done on the planet. All the fear scriptures in the King James Bible, the men of Balaam, whoever the hell they call themselves, are not who they say they are. For they must be proclaiming the everlasting good news. And so we are showing you how to discern. Go ahead. You're on the broadcast.
Territory of Colorado. Proverbs 14:16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of Yahweh is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs 14:27, the fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death.
Oh, man. Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you so very much. Wait for another call to come in. I'm glad that we're coming in more evenly instead of putting 10 or 15 calls in at the same time. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. If you break those words down into Strong's Concordance, it means to publicly declare, to speak the fear scriptures. And that's what we are doing. And, of course, the messenger of righteousness flies in the midst of Shemayim. That would be Ionosphere, shortwave radio broadcasting, having the everlasting good news, and that's to fear Yahweh, for his hour of judgment has come. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Hi. Acts 10:35, but in every nation he that feareth Yahweh and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Colossians 3:22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing Yahweh. And 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting in holiness in the fear of Yahweh.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you, sister. Well done. Thank you very, very much. 318-414-0053. And it says, they spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened, and he heard it. He's hearing us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Is your preacher, rabbi, or Baptist guy preaching this every night? Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. That means to publicly declare. And it says that he hearkened, he listens, comes and listens to us, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and thought upon his name. So there we would say, remember the law of Moses. Remember the law of Moses, we would say at that point. All right, territory of Michigan, go.
Tehillim 72:5 and 99:3. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. And let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is set apart.
Oh, man, it's wonderful. And to know that, thank you, Yahweh Badukyu. It's wonderful to know that mercy is given to them that fear him from generation to generation. So you want mercy, which is the money, it's the currency of heaven. You want more mercy? You have to fear him. When you get the mercy, then you use his wisdom, which comes from the fear, to know who to spend the mercy on. And then when you are merciful, he gives more mercy to you. What a lovely banking system in the heavenly kingdom of Yahushua the Christ, the only begotten Son of, yes, the only begotten Son of the Most High. And he inherited his Father's name, he said in the Word. Christ inherited a name more excellent than any man's name, even a name above all the angels. He inherited a name more excellent than any man's name, even a name above all the angels. Think about that the next time you call him Jesus, Lord God, or Jehovah, or Yahweh, which is the Canaanite word for the volcano god of the Canaanites. All of those words will be gnashing your teeth. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast.
From the territory of Colorado, Hebrews 4:1, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Hebrews 5:7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. And in Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the mighty one of us.
Oh, man. There it is. Fearful thing. Yeah, and that Hebrews 5 scripture you quoted is talking directly about Christ. He was known to fear his Father. Anyone that says, you know, Christ, we don't have to fear God, they have no idea what the definition of fear is. Look at Matthew chapter 10. It tells you, Christ's own words tell you, to be afraid, sore afraid, and to dread. And that's why he was explaining to you, when a man's about to kill you, don't be afraid, because there's no more he can do. But I'll tell you whom you should fear. Fear him, I say, who can kill you and cast your soul into hell. So he's talking about a phobia, fear, shaking and quaking fear. That's why the men of old, the preachers of old, were called the Quakers. They understood the fear of the Almighty. Thank you for calling in, and Yahweh Baruch Hu. I'm going to read from Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. We're repeating this evening. We're going to go all the way to the end of this live broadcast. And it says, Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened. And that first verse means they publicly decreed. And we're having people call in from all over America, and they're publicly decreeing the fear scriptures, hundreds of them. And if you would like a copy of those fear of the Lord scriptures from the King James Bible, because your preacher sure is not going to provide them, you would call the following number, 856-776-1176. That's 856-776-1176. We'd be glad to send them to you. No obligation. We'll send out the hundreds of fear of the Lord scriptures, and you're going to know your preacher's a prophet or preacher of Balaam. And that's how you find out real quick. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead.
Psalms 19:9. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. 1 Chronicles 16:25. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods.
Oh, man. Excellent. Excellent.
And one more.
Yes, wonderful.
Joshua 4:24.
Joshua 4:24.
And all the people of the earth might know the hand of Yahweh, that it is mighty, that ye might fear Yahweh, your Elohim, forever.
His hand is mighty. That's right. Thank you, brother. Thank you for not quitting. Thank you for being of the blood of Jacob, Jacob, Israel, because you didn't quit, because you didn't have a signal. Didn't matter to you. You're going to go and get that signal stronger. Thank you for that, sir. All right. Yahweh Baruch Hu. Fear of the Almighty Scriptures, hundreds of them. The preachers, the Bible says, prophesied. In the end of days, they will teach the fear of the Lord by the precepts of men. And it also says, in the end of days, they will teach the fear of the Lord. How? They're not going to. Men have shut up the key of knowledge. Neither did they enter in themselves. So he's telling you, these preachers, rabbis, evangelists, teachers, Baptists, whatever you want to call them, they are not who they claim to be. All right, are you there? Hold on, let me get this. I got three or four calls coming at the same time. Go ahead, you're on the broadcast, North Carolina.
Exodus 9:20. He that feared the word of Yahweh among the servants of Pharaoh, made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you so very much. Yahweh Baruch Hu. All right, here we go. We have another call coming in.
Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall walk after Yahweh your Yahweh, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. Deuteronomy 13:11. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do more in such wickedness as this is among you. Deuteronomy 14:23. And thou shalt eat before Yahweh, by Yahweh, in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of the corn, of the wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of the herds, and of the flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh, the Yahweh always.
Oh, man, Yahweh the Mighty One of Oaths. That's right, Yahweh the Mighty One of Oaths. There we go. All right, you're on the broadcast. Go ahead. Fear of Yahweh scriptures. Go ahead.
Ecclesiasticus 7 through...
They seek the Torah from his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh, Sabaoth, Yahweh of hosts. 2:8, but you have turned from the way. You have caused many to stumble in the Torah or in the instruction, his instruction manual, if you will. You have corrupted the covenant of Lewi, said Yahweh of hosts. Verse 9, then I'll take your call. Appreciate you calling in. Give me just a moment here. And I shall make you despised and low before all the people, because you are not guarding my ways and are showing partiality in the Torah. That's what religion has done, brothers and sisters, all throughout time. And he says he will make you despised and low before all the people for it, because you were not guarding his ways, his Torah. You were doing it your way. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break, and we will take your call. Thank you for holding. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the Rebel Madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traverse Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full 1-year warranty. You just insert the model to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion activated at furion.com. That's furion.com. That's furion.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
We are back, folks. We are back, and this is live. You're listening to RBN. This is the Freedom Ministry. I am your host, Christopher Switzer. This show is for the saints, the Kodashim, the set-apart ones of Yahweh, his people, the Nazarim, which is the branches or the way in both the Old and New Testament, if you will, the Tanakh and the Second Writings. I was talking about fear, to morally revere your father, your maker, Yahweh. And we do have a couple callers, so I am not going to belabor anything. We'll jump right into it. We have Andy holding from Texas. You're live. Shalom.
Oh, hey, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, great. Great. So, listen, I subscribe to your BitChute. You're not exactly who you are on the radio on BitChute. Just want to let everybody know that. you can get a little rough. I've watched a few of your videos. You actually say it like it is and use the words that are necessary to say it. So I got to give you kudos for that. But what I really want to call about is, okay, I've been Johnny searching for something in life, and I've been Johnny agnostic or agnostic, whichever, pick a word, I don't care. But I see I've known you for a while. I've been calling you for a minute. You realize that, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, so I know who the hell you are because you put yourself out there on the radio 24/7, at least every mm-hmm. Saturday. And we used to do it on Sundays and Tom Lacovera show. You know.
Yes.
So I do have a little clue about who you are, but you don't. I'm a lost soul, so I kind of want to pick your brain, if you don't mind. I want to kind of interview you, if you don't mind. I want to know.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so was there a void in your life where you needed something else and you found it in the Bible? What actually made you go and find and seek the spirits that you have in your life right now? What was the inclination? Was it church? Was it religion? What no. was it that actually grabbed Neither. You and said, hey, I got to go this way?
Sure. No, that's a great question. And it was a need for justice in my life and in everybody's lives, I feel. I wanted the truth. I knew I'd been lied to. Alex Jones, of all people, you know, and many people I come to find out, got them into this stuff, right? This truth. And he led me down quite a rabbit hole. I found Bill Cooper. I learned about the mystery religion of Babylon, although I wasn't, you know, walking that walk in my life. I wasn't doing what you should be doing. I was learning what the enemy was doing really well. And I did that for quite some time. And finally, it came to a point where I was dabbling in things I shouldn't. You know, astral projection, trying to commune with these.
Oh, no. Chris, let me stop you right there. Okay, so you said I asked for projection. I asked. So you had a connection already before all of this negative stuff that you heard from Alex Jones and Cooper and stuff. You had some sort of connection. What was that?
You could
that?
Do that. See, without it being evil. If it's of Yahweh.
No, I'm not talking to you here. No, we're in the spiritual world of goodness here. Come on, Chris. Let's go.
Sure. So, yeah, if I don't know what you're digging for, but I've had an astral projection experience when I was about 10 years old.
So that's what I was digging for right there.
Yeah, that's what I was digging for, Chris. That's what... Good, because that's what I was being pricked to respond to. So thank you, Andy. I had an experience with astral projection when I was about 10 years old. It was Christmas Eve, and I think it was 1994, so I'm giving you my age. And I was at my grandparents' house. My parents had just separated, so I was at the grandparents' house. Parents getting divorced. We're in a different state. And, you know, so different, everything's different, you know, upheaval and change, but things were calm because I was at the grandparents' house. You know, I love my grandparents and I could I was all excited for Christmas, you know, the pagan Christmas holiday, and you know, I'm raised in all this crap, like we all are. And I couldn't sleep. I'm so excited. I want the presents. I want all of it. I want the breakfast. I just want it. I want Christmas to come. I can't wait. And at some point, as I'm laying in bed, I recall having a change of my point of view from being, you know, in my body in my bed to looking down at my body from the ceiling, but like I'm not material anymore. Like I have this feeling of just being part of, you know, a bigger thing. I'm not restricted to my little body anymore. I can see my brother because we have twin beds in my uncle's bedroom when they were children, and that's where we were sleeping. And I could see him, I could see me, and I hear, you know, sounds coming from the hallway down the stairs. I could smell things. You know, grandma's cooking, it turned out. I went out into the hallway. I just went down the stairs. I could see my mother putting presents under the tree. My grandmother's in her bathrobe in the kitchen. She's making food. And then I got the idea, wow, I can actually go into that room that my grandmother doesn't let us in, you know, with the plastic over everything and all that stuff. So I went in there and I saw everything, you know, up close and da da da. I don't know how much time had passed, but eventually I felt pricked to go back to, you know, my body. Whatever. I don't know how much time had passed. It felt like a long time to me. I was just taking it all in, soaking it all in. I didn't really know if it was real, you know, at first. But the next morning, everything was exactly the way I saw it, Andy. I kid you not. Everything was exactly the way I saw it in this weird, okay, you know, astral feeling. So I tried to replicate that, if that's what you're
okay.
You're
getting at. No, Chris, thank you for sharing that. That's a wonderful story. And you know what? Sure. I would like to think more people had stories similar to that. But I would also think that there's probably opposite stories. People had an out-of-body experience that was completely devilish. You know,
sure.
You went and saw a murder, and then the next morning these people were dead. You see what I'm saying? That's the weird part about it, is there is spirits on this planet. I do agree with that. I'm not a religious person, and I don't think you're religious either. I think you're spiritual. I can use the Bible to get into that spirituality, because it just makes sense to you. To me, I went to Korea, and I prayed. I took the Bible with me, because my baby, my first child I ever had was born in September. December, I'm going to Korea in the military. Boom, I get 4 months with my kid. And I'm off to Korea, so I took a Bible with me, and I prayed. Every night, I prayed, and I read the Bible. I read what I could read in the Bible, and I really wanted to read the red parts in the King James Version. I wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. And that was the most rewarding part of the entire flipping Bible, because Jesus was something that we can all look up to. He's somebody that we can, he is your big brother if you're a child without a father. He's your big brother. To anybody, to be honest with you, he's your big brother, because the way he lived his life, the way it's projected in the Bible, he literally is living his life the way everybody should live their life. And if everybody did that, and I'm not giving kudos to the Bible, and I'm not taking anything away from the Bible, but I'm also saying that Jesus did live the life that most people should strive for, all people should strive for. Unfortunately, yes. We have things like Muslims and Hindus and Jewish people, and they don't believe in that kind of life, but it is the actual lifestyle. No, but I know, when I call you, Chris, this is the fun part about calling you, is I can always be candid with you. I was on the phone with you when you had Adam Green on and his little buddy. and you allowed me, but you, hey, I endeavored in their side of it. But that's an agnostic guy. I'm a guy out there asking questions. I want to know what I know. And you're somebody, I can pick your mind. I can call you, I can pick your mind, because you're on the other side of what I'm not pursuing a biblical life. I'm pursuing your biblical life when I call you and I talk to you. I want to know why this is so important to you. So that would be the next question. As you grew from that experience you had, that was weird, by the way. Out of body experience, and everything was as it was as you saw it. That is an interesting experience. So after that,
What did you do with that? How long did it take for you to decide, hey, you know what? Maybe I should pursue this. Or was it
me? Years. No, years, years. I didn't try to replicate it right away. I was like 10 years old, like they said. Not that that is something, but I just kind of put it out of my mind. I did bring it up to my father. I don't know how it came up. I think we were watching X-Files or something weird. Something that just, you know, triggered something. And, I asked my father about that. I didn't call it astral projection, mind you. I didn't know that's what it was called, you know, but I described it to him. And he believed me. My father believed me, thankfully. He didn't call me crazy. He said he, you know, he's experienced it the same. Experienced, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. So he gave me kind of comfort, you know, and didn't tell me I was nuts or, you know, anything like that. But he did warn me, you know. My father wasn't really, too religious. I mean, he was in a churchianity sort of way. His mother was very devout in the Methodist church. I was baptized there, you know, he was so on and so forth. But he went to Vietnam and all that, but he's always, you know, had that little part of him, that still small voice was there. But he's lived a wicked life like a lot of us have. But he did have that spiritual experience. He knew about it for what it's worth, and he told me not to mess with it. And he said that, you know, a cord, and it's your cord of life. He explained that there was a silver cord or something, and it was attached to your navel. I don't know how he knew all this or where he got it from, a cult, who knows. And he told me that if that gets cut, you know, game over. He's like, don't mess with it.
Wow.
Yes, it's real. Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, scared, you know, by it. And then years and years and years go by, you know, I don't think a teenager at that point, maybe 12 when I had asked him about it, 13 at most. And then into my 20s, I'm mid 20s now, or early 20s. And that's when I started messing with it because I was getting into, the fallen ones, the watchers, aliens and, you know, ET and abduction experiences. Yeah. And I was seeing the orbs in the sky and looking up into the sky with my Nikon, you know, 1000. And I wanted to know everything. And I started calling out to these things and something was listening. I had the experience with the gray aliens with my first child. I was paralyzed, that kind of they call it sleep paralysis, yeah. I guess. But I saw these things standing over my child, kind of looking at me like, you know, with this indifference and holding me down. I thought I was screaming, but, my ex was next to me at the time, heard nothing. And, you know, then I went back to sleep and it's just very strange, but I had these experiences that were repeating and they got more and more dark and I didn't want anything to do with it. My previous relationship was going to hell because I was into all this crap and I wasn't paying attention to things I should. And I called on the name of Jesus, who I knew as Jesus at the time, from the King James Red Letters, like you brought up, which I loved as well. That's what I was reading. And I called on Jesus and it literally vanished. Like it literally stopped dead in its tracks. And the next day I hit my knees in my kitchen at the time in Manasquan, New Jersey, right near the beach, rental. And I hit my knees and I cried like a baby. I wept and I knew I was wicked. I knew I was evil. I knew I was messing with things I shouldn't. And that was a start of redemption for me, but I did not get right, with Yahweh for quite some time, but I was on a path of redemption from that point.
Well, let's be certain, there was no drugs in the use of that experience.
No, I wasn't using drugs to...
This was a sober experience for you.
Yeah.
Right on. So, and when you called, that's the moment right there. When you called on Jesus and the next day everything was fine, that's when you discovered Jesus, oh, this guy's real. And that's when you went out of Brandon, right?
Yeah. I was already reading it at that time. I was very skeptical, you know, and I didn't understand, this Jewish thing. I was starting to see that and I didn't understand the context because they really obfuscate things and make it very hard to know who's who and what's what. But I did see the red letters for what they were, you know, his words and what he said to do. And I knew that I was not living like that, which I come to know today is living like the Torah, living according to his instruction, his way. It's throughout the whole entire Bible. It's your whole entire scriptures, old to new. It's one.
So you found a link. Just one. Yeah, you found a link through the entire scripture. It all links together. So how do you sure. correspond with the missing books in the Bible? The book of Enoch, the book of Mary Magdalene, the book of Paul's adventures, or something. It's like 8 books that they eliminated from the Bible. How do you account for that? How would your experience be if those books were in the Bible? Certainly it'd be as big as a Webster dictionary, but you'd have to read it forever. But, I mean, how do you feel about
it? Were these excluded?
Were they done on purpose?
Yeah, it's men. It's men, Andy. We're wicked. Some men took it out and we're like, we're not including this for who knows what purpose. I can give you my opinion. A lot of these books that are taken out, First Enoch, First and Second Esdras, were in the original, you know, 1611 King James, taken out of your common Bible you probably have in your hands. Lots of books were removed. It says in some of these books that were even removed that, you know, there were many, many, many other books, hundreds in fact, that were given to certain prophets and were told that's not for anyone until the very right in the end times. Maybe we're those people and this is that time. So I feel that we're being given this knowledge for a purpose.
But only so much knowledge. They only want us to know so much. So if what you know about Jesus right now and what the Bible has relinquished to you right now, there's far more that we need to know about. As we know, this is not the great reset of all time. They've reset before. Look at the buildings, the Tartaria. Look at these buildings. We don't build things like this. And the times when they built these buildings, we had, and the times that they're saying we built these buildings, we had horses and buggies. And there's no granite pit where, you see what I'm saying? So this is not the first go around on this planet. And that's why I'm curious so much. That's why your show, I don't listen to you all the time, but I do listen to you a lot of the time. And, you know, especially when you brought up, Hawaii, you had that young lady on there, talking about Lahaina. And whatnot. Yeah. That was a great show. I really loved that. She was spot on. I mean, even I called up and I was spot on with her. She was like, yeah, no, you're right. This is the same story. Yeah. You're right. This is, and it's just wonderful to come together with somebody. But see, I have a dispute with you, but it's not an angry dispute. You see what I'm saying? It's me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm disputing with myself here because the finding Jesus. And believe me, because I look back, I did some research. It's all Abrahamic stuff. Islam came from it. Christianity came from it. And who's the top of the let's go with those guys from the Jewish heritage and whatnot. And all this stuff comes from there. So I'd like to think there's something beyond that. And then you go to the Sumerians. There's no religious anything there. Then you talk about Jordan Maxwell, who talks about the Son of God was never the S-O-N of God. It was the S-U-N of God. Because the sun is what gives you your life. It grows everything. It keeps the water warm so the fish can live. It grows your plants and stuff. So these so-called cavemen or Neanderthal, they believe the Son of God. And then you have the lunar people who like the lunar gods. And then all of a sudden, here comes Saturn. And if you look at Jordan Maxwell, and you talk to Jordan Maxwell, I actually had a conversation with him one time, but if you listen to Jordan Maxwell, he'll tell you all about Saturn and how that's related to Satan, and you understand that. You've obviously researched that. You've heard that before, right?
Sure.
This is why I'm agnostic. This is why I call people like you and hope that you can guide me. And anything you say is another step forward in my life. Which is ending really shortly. I'm an old guy, so. That's a really
it's humbling. I'm just a guy myself, Andy, and
you're a young man.
It's nice to know that you're listening. Younger than you, sure. but Yahweh is one. It says in Deuteronomy 6:4, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our mighty one. Yahweh is one. He is one." His son, I believe he gave us himself embodied in the flesh because no one's seen him, right? He's invisible. right? We see him in things, if you will, his creation. We can feel him. We hear the still small voice, hopefully. But in like flesh form, we have his son. We have Yahushua, big brother, the teacher of teacher, the king of kings. But he is not Yahweh, if you will. Yahweh is one. He is the father. He is the creator. Although I believe Yahushua was there at the time of creation as the Aleph Tah. There's that secret, if you will, you know, throughout the whole, Hebrew scriptures. You'll see that the Aleph Tah, those Hebrew letters that are kind of not even decipherable or not defined. People will say, well, it's pointing to something. But it's really Yahushua, the living word throughout his whole entire scriptures. He's in the old covenant and the new. It's one covenant. But all it is, Andy, is just righteous living. You nailed it when you said you were intuitively drawn like a magnet to the red letters in your King James. Yep. There's no mistaking why that is. He is the embodied version of the instruction manual. He is a savage for the Torah. He is the embodiment of Torah. He is what you should be doing. If you want to emulate someone, it's Yahushua. There are others, but Yahushua did it perfectly.
Well, but Chris, see, therein lies the thing, the fact that I did read those red scriptures, and I learned about Jesus, and I watched some of these movies about Jesus, you know, The Passion of Christ. That's not the best one. There's another one out there. I forget what the name of it is. But, I mean, but if that's the actual portrayal of who this guy is, yeah, that's the guy I want to be. I want to help, and I've done that in my life. I've helped a lot of people. That's the whole thing. But therein lies why I'm having a hard time buying into Christianity, because there's so much other stuff going on, and then there's this guy that he's too good to be true. And if you remember correctly, when I was talking with you and Adam and his friend, Adam Green, and I said he was the first superhero given to us. I actually said that. This was our super, he was our first superhero. And he really is, because this is too good to be true. We don't see Jesus on this planet right now. He's not here. He's inside of us, and we want to, we want to let him out of our bodies and emulate him, but we can't, because this world won't allow us to do it. So you're doing it on your show, and that's important. And you're keeping people's spirits up. And this is the wonderful thing. I don't care if I don't believe in Jesus. I don't care. I believe in a wonderful world and a spiritual world. Is Jesus part of it? Well, his spirit is, because I believe in what he believed in. I believe in the life that he lived. So I certainly do believe in Jesus Christ as a person, as a spirit. Even if he didn't exist, the entire inclination of him, the entire image of him, I want to emulate that. And I think America and everywhere in the world should emulate exactly what Jesus was. And I'll let you go with that. And I took up too much of time, too.
No, you're fine, Andy. I always appreciate your calls and your honesty, and you know, you're genuine and you're sincerely seeking. So continue seeking, brother. You have been called. You've been chosen for a reason, and I love you. I love you.
I love you too, bro. We'll talk later.
All right. Shalom. And, didn't expect the call to go as long, and we are coming up toward, the end of the first hour. I'd like to bring on the next caller and probably hold him over, for the second hour. We have, Billy, if you're still there, holding patiently from the kingdom of Shamayim, the kingdom of heaven. You're on the
air. Amen, Chris.
Shalom.
Amen, Chris. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes. Yes.
You can hear me clearly. All right. Well, wonderful conversation with, Andrew. And I want to cover some of those topics. So you might have to remind me, the aspect of Jesus, when you were in that moment, you were young, you went on your knees, you cried out to Jesus. The Bible tells us you have to enter the kingdom as a child. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Perfect. All right. The Bible says we enter the kingdom as a child. When you had your first child, it didn't say Yahweh, it didn't say, Christopher, it didn't say, you know, mommy or daddy. It made sounds, and you still loved it. It made sounds to say, I'm hungry, and et cetera, et cetera. when you say the name of Jesus, when anyone says...
It's never too late to learn the truth. I'm a redneck great-grandma, and I'm 87. I didn't know about the fear of Yahweh until I heard classic redneck radio. And I know it's true because it's in the scriptures. The Old Testament is alive and well, too. Thanks, Billy Redneck. Keep listening to Classic Redneck Radio.
You've been listening to The Little Book in the Hand of the Messenger on WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.